Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show was going to be a PP Bowls Garage Punk Festival in Sardinia special, but only the second half of the show is, because I'm waiting on a couple of songs from a couple of bands to go. So what we'll basically be doing is, it will be in two parts, and I don't know when the second part will be. But anyway, what I have done this week, to kind of not just make up for it, but to do, as I was going through the songs, I realised something quite interesting. Guess what's happening this week, Tony?
What's that?
We've got eight bands on.
Okay.
From eight different countries.
Oh.
Here come the first one. All the way from Chicago, USA, the band Split, Codependent. However, what is their website?
Their website? www.thebandsplit.com.
It is, but I'm taking off 15 points for you saying www at the start.
It's quite harsh, really.
So you get 1 point for the band split. It's Paulie being the internet nil, Tony minus 14. In 5 years, I don't think I've ever heard you say www. Ha! Textbook error. I threw you just by saying what website is it, and you had to reboot.
You did a little bit.
Are you really pissed off? You've gone all quiet.
No. I'm just...
Oh, you're all right, are you? Good. Because yeah. It's probably the internet nil, Tony, minus 14. You're listening to the Planet Smash Sunday. You will have plenty of chance to get those points back, Tony. I'm not evil, but I am an evil genius. Listen to the Planet Smash Underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. The band Split have come through from Aerial Cyber PR, and that song is not the one I wanted to play, although it is good. The one I really liked was one that I can only find as a video. Okay. Which is up, so if you just type in the band Split or go to their website, which is no W's, thebandsplit.com. Thus me not losing 14 points. It's an arbitrary 14 as well. Sorry about that. The first thing that came into my head, the first thing that came into your head was the fateful three W's. The first thing that came into my head was an arbitrary minus 15 points. So, yeah, sorry, man, minus 14. But, yes, they've got a lot of good stuff. They've been described as various bands, but a little bit like the Stone Roses, which I don't think that song we just played was, but I do think it's quite nice indie, poppy, garagey stuff, and every single track on the show this week is kind of garage punk in some way, so I thought that fitted quite nicely. Anyway, that's my justification for playing that. We may play some more of them in the future. I've got some very exciting news coming up about our Christmas competition, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Now, we haven't got any MySpace comments this week, have we, Tony?
No.
We did have a couple of MySpace comments, but they were a bit spam. I think MySpace is just about to die. Certainly, Podcast Alley is just about to die. Hence, us not having any Podcast Alley comments this week because you couldn't leave them because something's gone wrong.
Yeah. Their all voting system is completely screwed up at the moment.
Is this the end of an era?
Maybe.
Are we going to have to drop both MySpace and Podcast Alley the same week?
I'm hoping they fix it. But give them a week.
Have to think of something else to say every week.
Yeah. Don't want to be doing that.
Well, I hear there's been an update on some flowers. While we're here, though, I will just say, while MySpace is still going, it's an opportunity for you to leave a comment for us, myspace.com/punkyradio. Well, failing that, you could leave a message on our Facebook page, which is, I think, facebook.com/punky, isn't it?
I don't know. Have they changed that again? Wasn't it groups.something before?
Oh, it was groups.2/punky, wasn't it? Just type in punky to Facebook and find
us.
There's a picture of the always looking clock, which we haven't done anything about selling, but it coming up to Christmas, what a great gift.
Oh, yes.
Maybe in the next section, Tony, you could remind people about our Cafe Press site.
Okay.
Would that be inspirational thinking?
It would give me something to say.
It certainly would. Brilliant. Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. First, though, next track. I'm so ridiculously excited about this, Tony. I only get this excited once every few years when Sweatmaster bring out a new album. Now, we did play a song by them last week. I nearly opened with one by them this week, but I thought, no, can't have the same band starting two shows in a row. That's ridiculous. They haven't been relegated the same place. I just thought I'd have more time to talk about them this week. This is the new album. It's called Dig Up the Knife. I have two copies.
Okay.
One for Punky Radio and one that I was going to do as a competition in its own right because it's obviously so brilliant. But then I thought, no. Let's have not one, but two Christmas competitions, Tony.
Okay. At the same time?
Two. Yes, they're going to run concurrently. They're going to run at the same time. You'll have the opportunity to enter both competitions, of course. One will be for, and I'm very excited to reveal, a Manila PR, the people who've been selling us stuff for the last 2-3 years now. We're going to have one as a Manila PR competition and one as a random CDs that have been sent to us competition. Both of them are going to be really nifty. The random CDs we've got are already fantastic. I'm just very, very excited about these competitions. I really ought to get on with this, though. I love Sweatmaster. They're absolutely brilliant. Tony, what I'd like to know is, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.
For 15 points.
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. And this is track 6 from their album. Obviously, it's for me. This is Dirty Man.
Dirty hand, three are marked, one is sweet. aside and picked up less. I should decide, but that's alright. I never kept a game. Came with it a spark. It lighted on my rough and torn. I'm a girl that give it every little thing I got there to me. Low life, dirty man. I'm a gonna set a fire. I'm a gonna set a fire.
Sweatmaster Tony, obviously I'm going to be playing more off this album over the coming weeks, but in the meantime, just go and buy it because they're brilliant. There's also a couple of B-sides knocking about as well that you can listen to on their site, which is, I think, sweatmaster.net, or it might be sweatmaster.co.uk now. Sweatmaster something. Anyway, you listen to the chop-tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I would normally ask you if you had any podcast alley comments, but of course you haven't. So instead, I was wondering whether you could just remind our listeners of the glory that is our Cafe Press merchandise site.
Sure. Well, yeah, we have a Cafe Press site for our Punky Radio merchandise, which is cafepress.co.uk/punkyradio, where you can buy your T-shirts with Punky Radio on them. There's a few different styles. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's a short sleeve one, there's a woman's one, a junior one. All with different logos on them. There's one of each. We can only have one of each. We can have one black one, one whatever style it is. So have a look. If there's anything that you'd want, like a black one but with different lettering on it, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll have to sort something out for you in terms of changing the design.
We can personalise your item, basically.
Yeah.
You can pretty much say, ask us what you want us to put on it. And it'll have the Punky logo on it as well, if you're interested.
Yeah.
But we can only do that sort of 1 week at a time. So if you want something particular, do let us know, and we'll design it for you. We'll customise it. You can have your own personal T-shirt, as designed by me and Tony.
And there's other stuff on as well. There's hats, caps.
Just get to the clock, Tony.
And
don't get a clock. Get to the clock.
And there's clocks.
The always
looking clocks on there.
Always looking clock.
For £11, I believe they are.
What a bargain that is.
And there's a mug and a teddy bear. But the clocks are obviously the big sellers. So, hey, if you want a clock.
Hey, what's the teddy bear design? Is that the yellow friendship one?
No, it's always looking. We didn't have a yellow friendship one.
Shall I do a yellow friendship teddy bear?
Okay.
Do you want to do that really quickly?
Yeah.
Yes, the two things I think are of most interest to you are the always looking clock and what will be up there in a week or so, the yellow friendship teddy bear. And if you don't know what yellow friendship is, you're going to have to listen back to a lot of old shows. But yellow friendship was inspirational. Shall I just tell them what it was?
Okay.
Yeah. It became a punky word of the week by accident, didn't it? And the concept is, if you would like to demonstrate some yellow friendship to one of your friends, and let me get this right, I think you have to steal their underwear and wee in it.
Leave a nice yellow stain.
Let it dry and give it back to them. Is that right? Is that yellow friendship?
I think so, yeah.
I think it is, yeah. No, if you're thinking of something quirky to do for Halloween, why not steal your loved one's underwear, your significant other, your partner, your husband or girlfriend and do a wee in the knickers. Just an idea. And, yeah, that would be great, because then you can buy the yellow friendship bear, as it will become known, wrap up the package together and let them work it out for themselves. I think I'm finding this funny than you, Tony. It doesn't matter. I find it hilarious. So anyway, what's the site? What's the Cafe Press site, Tony?
So it's cafepress.com/punkyradio or cafepress.co.uk/punkyradio. They both work. Yeah.
They both work.
So check it out. Exactly.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. I've got some more interesting news on the knicker related front.
Oh.
I have some, or the underwear front. The Y front, if you like. That could be a regular section on this show. The Y front, when people ask you questions. Hey, Tony, why? It's time for the Y front. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm musing. Got a message from Miho Wada to say that she had a new album out and wanted to send it to us. Oh, that was brilliant. Can't wait. She said, have a look at this video as well. And I went and looked at this video. It's fantastic. It's a song called Mihozilla, and she's got some of her students dancing to it. It's just brilliant. Well, we're going to be playing Mihozilla before long. It's just great. I really, really loved it. It's just classic. And then she sent me another message back saying, by the way, I've put a little prezi in with the package. You'll love it. And I sent a message back just saying, yay, used knickers. I mean, I might have just been assuming that.
It's a safe assumption, surely.
What, sorry?
Surely a nice, safe assumption. Does she listen to the show?
Yes.
Cool.
Not all the time, I don't think, but... Yeah, if we never hear from her again, we can safely say that, no, she doesn't listen to the show. Miho Wada, if you're listening... Seeing as I'm getting nowhere with Insane Star... I would like one pair of used knickers before Christmas. I don't think it's too much fun. It's not like all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is a pair of used knickers. Oh, fuck it. I'll tell you what's coming up now, mate. This is brilliant. Not only have we got a new Sweatmaster album this week, I'm going to read this out as well. We've had this through the post.
Okay.
To the Funky Radio PA box from none other than Limousine, my friend.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. They've got a new single out, which I'm taking out of its pack right now. It's like, it's only two tracks, but buy it. It's brilliant. I was listening to it today. It's fantastic. The A side is called Siamese Twins. The B side is called Jennifer X. In my opinion, it's a double A side, and that's a double A star side. It's absolutely brilliant. And we got this message from them. Hi, Paulie and Tony. How's things? Great show as always. I just heard you playing Domino Mystery. That was the first song we ever wrote as Limousine. We spent the summer recording our third album, at which point I went, yes! And then Closed is the first single from it. You guys have got the limited edition numbered version with handwritten labels rather than the promo version. That's because we're special, you see, Tony.
Ah, okay.
It's released on November 22nd. Big thanks for all your support, Dean Limousine, or as I call him, Limo Dean.
Nice.
And it's just brilliant. I absolutely love this. So what I want you to do, Tony, to stop anybody being able to rip it in any way at all, if you could start the track while I'm still talking, and then we'll talk over the end of it as well, to thus ruin it for anybody who might try and fucking rip it off us. Because I want you to buy Limousine stuff. It's so always buy everybody's stuff. But I definitely want you to buy Limousine stuff. It's very, very important. So what I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet Nil. And this is the... And I've just realised now, I've written the wrong one down. I can't remember which one I sent you. I hope I sent you the right one. I think I did. This is Siamese Twins.
I tell you that two hands are better than one. I tell you that two girls are twice as fun. I tell you I can lose, and I can only win. I met her at the sucker. She's a Siamese twin. They both look the same to me. Like Venus in a freak show. Like Venus with two heads. Let's hit the savage highway. My Siamese princess.
That was Limousine Tony. How out of order those lyrics.
Nice.
I absolutely love that song. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love the band as well. It's like a dream bill for me. A dream bill in the UK, just like a three-band bill, I think, would be Limousine, Sweatmaster, Wowie Los Arms. I think that would just be a great night. I'd love that night. Anyway, never mind. Lots of other great bands in this week, as you will soon discover. Some classic tracks coming up. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony. That album is available. Type in Rich Morton Sound into the internet and you get this whole, you'll find this CD. It's this brilliant CD of all imagined theme tunes from imagined 60s and early 70s shows. Really, really good. Great sort of background music for any cocktail party. I was wondering, Tony. I don't suppose you know of any gigs coming up this week, do you?
I do know of a couple.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Yep, got an email, one email this week from Kev, my old bandmate.
Right.
Who tuned in because we were playing El Draco.
Of course he did.
Yep. And he said, alright Tony, ex Alka Pop El Draco Rathen Pink Dude, a few upcoming gigs for you. So El Draco are playing on 24th of October, they're playing The Mill in Mansfield. 3rd November they're playing The Black Market in Wassup. And 14th of November they're playing The West Street Live in Sheffield. So there you go. For more information, check out their MySpace, myspace.com/eldraco.
I'm glad you said about the third gig, because up to then I could have guessed it.
Mill, Black Market.
I had to listen to them. I went on their MySpace page, had to listen to them, and they've changed quite a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, they've gone more rock metal.
Yeah, and they obviously the pirate stuff's gone, but the video I watched, they were all dressed up like they're in a hippie army.
I haven't watched the video.
El Draco and the hippie army. What are we watching here? That's good stuff though. And hello Kev, how you doing?
Yeah.
Now I've got something else that is that it, by the way?
That's it, yes. Oh yeah.
Well, in that case, so concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Please do email Tony if you have a gig that you'd like us to read out on there. Email it to tony@funkyradio.com. Tighten your email, that thing we just sang.
Yeah.
I want to just tell you a little story now, Tone, if I may, about a Mr. John Barnett, a.k.a. Bleach Boy John.
Okay.
Who got in touch with me earlier this week to say, I can't find that band from Japan Files that you played the other week. I think I'm spelling their name wrong. They're called Pelotan, but he was spelling it Peloton, like in the cycling. He said, I keep getting cycling. Anyway, I filled him in on what band it was, and he got to them, and he downloaded their stuff, and he sent me a message back saying, there you go, you have just united a fan and band across the land.
Nice.
We absolutely have, and this week is no exception. We should be able to unite fans and bands from all across the land this week, because all the bands are from all over the... All of it shan't, for Mansfield expression. There's bands from all of it shan't. And the next one's coming up from Japan. So far, we've heard from the Band Split, who were from Chicago in the good old US of A, then Sweatmaster from Finland, Limousine from England, and now we're going to hear from the Psycho Food Eaters, courtesy of JapanFiles.com. And do check out Japan Files. Very easy to download music, and there's so much great stuff on there, it's ridiculous. I could just spend all day surfing around there if I wasn't too busy lying in my own muck, waiting for Miho Wada's knickers to come through the post.
Nice.
Yeah, other than that, I'd be there. So, yeah, go to JapanFiles.com. However, Psycho Food Eaters do have a MySpace page. What is it, Tony?
MySpace.com/Psycho Food Eaters.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet, Neil. Oh, and you're going to introduce this one. Off you go, Tony.
Okay, this is Psycho Food Eaters and Tenraku Dushu his a courage. We'll be right back.
single man.
That was Psycho Food Eaters, courtesy of JapanFiles.com. And a song that you'd clearly been practicing, Tony, because I did first hit it on you. So you must have... which is Ten Rakadushu Ohizakakuriya, I think, anyway. Excuse our pronunciation, Japanese fans. Do check them out. Check out JapanFiles.com, etc., etc. I'll tell you a little bit about the second half of the show in a little while, but first of all, we're going to take a break from talking about GoDaddy this week, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, we are.
Because I finally realised what you've been doing when I leave the room and secretly. I've listened back in a few shows.
You've finally listened, have you?
Hearing about you and the flowers and that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, sounds really good.
Yeah. Well,
I think now that I'm over 40, you see, I think I can let this this sort of, oh, I'm really hard act go. Everyone thinks I'm really hard and that, but I've got a sensitive side.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, Tony, yeah. Or sometimes I just fuck up.
Right.
Which means that I need, you know, emergency flowers. I was wondering whether you knew anything about any sort of promotion where I could maybe send them.
Well, actually, your luck's in.
Yes.
Yes, because Punk Radio is a paid affiliate of Flow Up Into Flora. Paid affiliate.
Oh, right, sorry.
Of Flow Up Into Flora, FTD. And to this end, we'd like to tell you about rather a different promotion that we're running for you.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Sending flowers isn't a girly thing to do. It's a lovely thing to do.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And thanks to Punky, you can now get 20% off your order when you visit any Into Flora site in the world.
In the world?
In the whole world. And type in the code PUNKYRAD. That's...
Punky is rad.
Yeah.
That's not the code, but Punky is rad. Punky, yeah. Rad. Punky R-A-D, yeah?
Yeah, Punky Radio without the I-O at the end. Their delivery network is set up in over 150 countries, and they process over 25 million orders every year. And it's not just bouquets either. You can also send chocolates, champagne, personalised gifts, even food hampers.
Use knickers?
No.
Oh.
Or any yellow friendship at all.
It's not all good then.
It's not all good. But worth checking out. So go to get your nearest Interflora site now and make someone's day.
Yeah, because there's Interfloras in every country in the world pretty much. It isn't like if you're in the UK, it's interflora.co.uk, but it's interflora.wherever you are, I think.
Yeah, just search for Interflora or Flora.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is quite a good deal.
There's a lot. It's a big discount.
It is a big discount. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know whether anybody ever really sends anyone any flowers anymore, be honest with you, or the such like. But now that everyone's so much more used to online shopping, both fuck it, you know, you've just bought yourself a book on Amazon. You know, send someone a food hamper while you're there.
True.
It could be a really unlikely way of alleviating starvation in the third world. If everybody started sending them food hampers via Interflora rather than using like the Red Cross. I just got visions of convoys of Interflora vans, you know, going through Afghanistan or Somalia. What the fuck's going on? It would certainly throw the combatants off the scent, wouldn't it, if you'll excuse the pun. If there were just a load of flour. Well, these because you can't blow up a flour van, can you?
Well, I don't think so.
Surely not.
Surely not.
Exactly. We could have eased third world... I was going to say solved, but that would be too much of a claim even for Punky Radio. We could have eased third world suffering here, Tony, with this new campaign. Just don't get it wrong. And send flowers to a little boy in an African village. He won't appreciate it. He's after the food hamper. Right, now, I need to tell you about the second half of the show this week, because this is the last time you're going to hear us talk until the very end of it. What's going to happen is we're going to play you four songs in a row with interviews between them. Right, does that make sense, Tony?
Yep.
Because I want to give you a feeling of what it was like at the festival that I was at a few weeks ago in Sardinia. And I thought the best way to do that would be to just play it through in sort of one go. The first band you're going to hear, I didn't interview. And I think they're Greek. And I think that's why I didn't interview them. Because I don't think they spoke a lot of English.
Okay.
I can't be completely sure because I can't remember... I wasn't very good at English myself by the end of this festival. It will become apparent. At least one of the interviews I'm clearly mashed. We are waiting on another couple of songs to do another couple of interviews in the future, but I thought this would just make a nice change to have something as a little thing. And you're all right with that, aren't you?
Yeah, fine with that.
Yeah. So at the very end, when we go through the thanks very much and all that, we'll run through the MySpace page and I'll give you information about the band you're about to hear. But in the meantime... Actually, we can do the MySpace page for this now. You're about to hear a band called Acid Baby Jesus. Tony, what's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AcidBabyJesus.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B and Internet Nil. Enjoy the second half of this show. It has taken me quite a lot of work to get this right. I hope you do enjoy it. This is Hospital. So Paulie B, Punky Radio, now joined by Jerome from Crash Normal, a band that until yesterday I had never seen before, and I have never seen anything like it. What I want to ask you first is, what made you in the first place want to be a musician?
Okay. First, in my family, I am the oldest one. You have my brother, 5 years younger, and you have my sister, Julie, 5 years younger than my brother.
Okay.
And I am the first to play music in my family, and my parents never pay attention about music except the Beatles and, you know, stuff like this. The Who, maybe I listened to it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't on purpose, but I'm not sure this is the band who make me a musician. And I think music came in my life because of art, because I'm an art teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean it's not because I'm a art teacher that I'm really interested in art. But from the beginning, I was really interested in art in general, like a movie, painting, events, performance. And I start to play music like every dude, 14 years old, starts in the college. And,
okay.
You know, so I start my first band like really classic, like. It was the new wave.
New wave. Well, new wave and art went together.
Went together. But I'm. It's very important for me until today. Things I realized very lately that playing music is like it's a position of yourself in creation.
Yes.
But it's not the case for many people who make music, and it doesn't mean that these people make shit music. But for me, it's very important to say, okay. For example, I give you the example of the last lineup of Crash Normal. Etienne on the drum and my sister on the keyboards, but my sister doesn't play very often with us because she do her stuff in her corner and she's really busy. So sometimes, like today, we come in Sardinia, so I give a call to my sister and I said, okay, it's a good occasion to travel and spend time together on the beach. So
it's a nice time and you can do a gig.
But Crash Normal today is just two players, me and Etienne.
Okay, because I heard from Tom that you have a lot of lineup changes down here. He said you were like the fall.
We'll talk about it just 2 minutes later, but I want to answer to you what is music for me or why I make music. When I start the band with Etienne like 6 months ago, we didn't know what kind of music we wanted to do.
Okay.
But the most important for me is the start is it could be artistic. So I asked Etienne to put on the floor everything he wanted to use.
And I
put on the floor everything I could use. So we had many amplifiers, we had the drum set, we had drum machine, we had keyboards and everything. And then we said, okay, just take one thing very important for you that you want to use. So you take one bass drum. And I said, okay, you don't take the kick? He said, no, I don't want to play kick, just bass drum. Okay, so I took one drum machine. So it was funny because we could do just drums on drum machine. So it took one snare, and after that it took one guitar. So it means he's going to play maybe together drum and guitar, but we didn't know. And at the end we had the snare, cymbal, bass drum, and one guitar for him. And we had the drum machine, guitar, voice. And that's all. And we said, okay, let's try to do something with it. So it was like a game from the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
For me, it's an artistic start. And after that, we'll see with the music.
Yeah, well, your songs are very much like that. That when I watched you, I don't want you to think I'm being rude, but the songs... They just start in a way, mm-hmm. and then they become the song, and then they end in a way. They're not. There's not the
same standard structure
no.
to
no.
Like a 3-minute
no.
song or whatever.
No.
But what I find is that when I first listen to you,
mm-hmm.
I find it uncomfortable.
Cool.
I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then after maybe 3 songs, I'm going, yeah, I fucking love this band. It's like, is that something that you do on... You just, it's almost like a jam that becomes a song that
okay.
is
uh-huh.
then a jam again.
Uh-huh.
And you seem very relaxed about...
Uh-huh.
starting and ending, you know,
yeah,
just for
yeah,
me
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
it's different.
Uh-huh.
And with your sister there as
I don't,
well.
I don't have any complex about what the fuck we could do from the beginning and what the fuck
yeah.
we could
oh, okay.
do
yeah,
for the end of the song.
You just don't know how to start.
No. I mean, the most important, and I don't have any complex about, you know, there are so many bands trying to do the best song ever.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
say,
yeah.
hey, in this album, this is the song.
This is the best song.
I don't
song,
care.
Right?
I think the best is to keep the attention or to keep tension or to have positive stuff
yeah.
in the song. But it's not in the song, it's between the song or the order you place the song. Or so the very beginning or the very end is the beginning of the show.
It's the whole
end
thing.
Of the show. Yeah.
It's like a piece
but,
of art.
Yeah.
It's the whole
yeah,
thing. Not
something like this.
One section.
Yeah, every time it's like this for me.
It's so nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
And when you say you feel uncomfortable at the beginning,
yeah,
it's,
that makes you happy.
Yeah, it makes me really happy. Not because I want to make people uncomfortable.
No, no, but you want
really
it to be a journey.
I'm really trying to do something, it's very difficult to explain, but that everybody, me, you, and the others from the audience, we are on the land,
yeah.
On the ground zero.
Yes,
nobody
okay.
knows anything. I'm
yeah.
trying to, I'm not trying to make you love my music or a demonstration like, yeah, I'm a punk or... No, I'm trying to start the show, like, everybody are on the same level, and let's start something together, so...
That's exactly
yeah.
what
yeah.
happens.
Yeah.
It was a joyous occasion. Thank you. We'll play something by you now, and we'll find out what my listeners make of
cool.
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But you did 2 sets.
Yeah, 2 sets, and the power cut out, and it wasn't intentional, but it served as a.
It was still okay, though.
Yeah, yeah, it served as a like a 2-actor.
So, how long have you been going as a band?
We've been gone for 5 years now, I think. And when we started, I hadn't played guitar before. So I've been playing guitar for 5 years, and that's how
exactly.
long we've been going.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
So were you friends before?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Me and Nick, he was originally the drummer, now he plays guitar. We were friends from school and from skateboarding. And when we were 25, young, we decided to try to start a band because we were really into music, and lots of the bands we were seeing wasn't that good, so we thought we add a little to the mix.
So how did you find out about Prickly Peebles? How did you know this?
We played here last year also with No Bunny and the other bands. And, it's actually our label that we put out our single and an album on called Bachelor out of Innsbruck, Austria. And he was DJing here and us bringing acts to this festival. And he suggested us, and cool. We were fit for the part.
You were fit for the part tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
If you hadn't been here, they'd have been nothing.
Yeah.
Because I think there should have been another band. But
and we're always better than nothing.
You're always better than nothing.
Yeah.
So, do you have a record out now?
Yeah, we got an album called In a Strange Land out on Bachelor, a small label in Innsbruck, Austria. And we got a couple of singles out, and we're actually recording a new album, and we're going to put out a single on Savage Records out of Stockholm, Sweden.
Okay, so what's the song that we should play for you now?
It's called Get to You.
Radio. I'm in Portishead. I shouldn't have even told you that. It's a secret festival. Now joined by... Sorry, I forget your name. Sorry?
Ebba.
Ebba?
Ebba.
Ebba?
Yeah.
From a band who I have repeatedly heard as... Hula Hula Hula.
The Hula Hula.
The Hula Hula. Right, okay, okay. Now, you were the middle band tonight.
Yeah.
You were the second band on.
Yeah.
And you've come a long way for this gig.
Yeah, we drove all the way from... was it? Torino, where we had some days off, and
but you're on a tour.
We're on a third or fourth Europe tour, I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But how's it gone so far?
Yeah, it's gone pretty well. We played some really nice gigs and had some fucked up experiences, but it all adds up to...
I've heard about some fucked up experiences. I heard you've been robbed, you've been beaten up. Have you been beaten up yet?
No, we haven't been beaten up,
no.
But we've got a slashed tyre.
But what happened with the slashed tyres? Why was that?
It's a long story.
I
don't know if I want to go into it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some other time.
Where were the slashed tyres?
It was in Torino.
Oh, Torino. Okay.
But that's not why we got stuck.
It would be a reason. So, how did you get started as a band? Did you know each other from school, or were you...
No, I knew Magnus, the lead singer and guitar player, from some years back, not that well, and we started... One night we were hanging out and drinking beers and listening to David Bowie records.
Which ones? Can you remember?
Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. It's a great album.
Yeah, and we have to have a band. And then he lived in a rehearsal room just because it was cheap rent.
Okay.
And we started practicing there, and then I knew Myron, our bass player, and then he joined in.
And how do you find doing gigs like this? Because you're not strictly a garage band at a garage festival, are you? Kind of, I can only describe you. I when I was watching you, I looked around to my friend. I said, "This doesn't make any sense." And it was just, it's the change in beat. There's a change in the beat all the time. Every time I think I'm comfortable with what you're doing, you make it uncomfortable again. Is that a conscious thing, or is that just how you write? Or
I think that's the Magnus' songwriting, actually, because he's a really great songwriter, and mostly he comes up with the songs and we jam in together. And
okay.
But he's got like a picture of how this should be done.
He knows how it has to sound. And
he'll
get there with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly.
Now, you have an album out.
Yeah.
I have a copy. For my listeners, what is the name of the album?
Skal vi aldrig videre?
That's easy for you to say. And do you have a MySpace page?
We have a MySpace page, and that's myspace.com/DEHJEHJE.
You're just like some fucked up Scrabble game, right? We're going to play a song now off the album. Which song would you like me to play?
Which song's on the album? The first one.
The first song?
That's the title song.
Okay.
Great song. It's
have a great time in Sardinia. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
thank you for talking to
thank
me.
Thank you.
Fattel du det?
Nej. Jeg sagde, hvis han ikke kunne lide det høje hæl, så kunne han få for flade.
Så kan du
last track you heard was De Hoya Hela, and I was going to get you to do this one as well, Tony, but I'll have a go at it. Scalvi Aldrig Videla. Scalvi Aldrig Videla. I haven't got no idea whether I've said that right or not. Anyway, you'll be hearing more from De Hoya Hela in the coming weeks, because I absolutely love them. Before them, you heard a band called The Makeouts, and before them, The Makeouts were from Sweden, from Stockholm, and before that, a band called Crash Normal. Four in a row with Acid Baby Jesus, Crash Normal, The Makeouts and De Hoya Hela. Four very interesting bands, I'm sure you'll agree, and none of which were representative of the festival, because nothing was representative of the festival. It was all so different. What do I know is, Tony, in order, what was Crash Normal's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CrashNormal.
Yes, what was which makes it 25 probably being internet nil. What was The Makeouts MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMakeouts.
No, MySpace.com/TheMakeouts band, making it 25 probably being internet one. And for 4 points, what was De Hoya Hela's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHoyaHela.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com DeHJ EHLE, which makes it Tony 5, probably being Internet 5. Thank you all so much for listening this week. The next show is going to be our Halloween special, and oh my God, have I got 8 Halloween songs for you this year. We do the best Halloween specials, no discussion. There's lots of things we've normally asked to do, but there's not time. Just thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the little thing that I did just then. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu.
Fuck you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks very much.